Podcast, what is good? Scorpion Daily. It has been a little while, and you know, that just means that I've been staying busy. Really have, just staying focused on my goals and executing every single day the best way I know how. I go through these growth spurts of putting out a lot of content and then like dialing it back and doing more focused work. I just got done with a mixing and mastering session that I'm doing for a client, and I need to take a break because my ears were getting fatigued. And so here we are, creating some more content, documenting the journey. This has always been the goal. It's documenting versus creating, because a lot of people right now are trying to create content in a very difficult way. They're trying to write scripts. They're trying to act it out and rehearse before they do the taping. I think this leads to a lot of wasted time. I think this leads to losing authenticity. So in order to just get back on track, or even, you know, clean up some of the processes, just hit record and start going. This is my advice for today. Just hit record and start going. I'm not going to edit this clip. I'm just raw, authentic, and genuine. This is me. I'm improv. I'm very freestyle. I DJ'd a set very freestyle. You know, it's just the way I do things. And look, the way I do things might not work for everyone else, but I'm just showing the advantages of what happens when you don't try to script everything. So it's just been a hell of a ride. I'm so lucky. I am so damn lucky. The harder I work, the luckier I get. And it's just great, you know. It's awesome, you know, to put yourself in a position to succeed, to stay focused on your short-term and long-term goals, to be able to help others when you can, building a community around peace, love, and happiness. I think the real goal that everyone's trying to figure out is like how to be happy most times throughout the day. How to have gratitude, how to just feel peace, you know. Everyone wants to get rid of stress and anxiety, because there is a lot of stress and anxiety in our society. There is a whole lot of despair, and I mean fear. Fear is a big thing. There's just so much right now, and it's not just our society, it's the world. You know, Europe's got its own problems. Russia, China, Australia, every corner of the world has issues. And the thing about it is, we're all struggling from like the same kind of things, which is fear, insecurity. Like, how can we get to a place where we feel good inside? Well, number one, right off the bat, being a good human being, having a pure soul, having pure intentions, you know, that should easily clear up a lot of problems right off the get-go, because then you start the process of being able to trust yourself. And when you can trust yourself, you can be vulnerable with yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of internal conflict that's happening. A lot of people are fighting battles that no one can see. And, yeah, I just want to point out, like, I'm just so, so grateful for all the opportunities in front of me. For everything. I mean, there's just so much. There's so much to see, so much to do. Just really, really lucky. And I'm going to keep trying to foster a community of growth, a community that's focused on happiness, that's focused on success the right way, not taking shortcuts, not trying to cheat the system or find the hacks. And look, I'm happy for fast progress too. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's good when you catch momentum and you catch wind. But the reality is, it's like, if you just do things the right way, you stay focused, you just put in the work, focused efforts, you will get what you desire. So that's just the way I feel. That's just who I am. I'm really, really blessed. And honestly, I think I'm really blessed because I don't have a lot and I don't need a lot. It's weird, right? Life is about perspectives, because on one side of the coin, I do have a lot. And on the other side of the coin, there's that perspective of like, you don't have much, right? It's just so weird. Like, if you can put yourself in a position where you feel wealthy when you might not be, you will win. It's that simple. So honestly, I feel like a millionaire. I really do. I feel like a millionaire in my heart. It's like a feeling, as opposed to having $1 million worth of possessions. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get rid of my possessions. I'm putting everything on eBay right now. I'm just selling it. Things that do not serve me are being sold because I need to open up the doors to new things in my life. That is where we're at on this journey. I got so much to do, so much to see. I'm really, really thankful. So if you guys want to buy some of my stuff that I'm getting rid of, hit me up. I'm selling things for dirt cheap right now. Just need to get rid of it. I want people to feel what I feel. And I remember it wasn't always this way. I remember feeling depressed and alone. I remember feeling scared. I remember all of that. All the anxiety, all the fear, all the insecurities. Just kind of all built up. And now I'm in such a good spot that I want other people to feel that way too. Because I'll tell you this much, when you find yourself in a really good place, within your heart, within your soul, you have peace of mind, you have clarity, you can work so quick and you can do so much. Life is amazing. So, that's enough of that. Great documentation today. I hope you gathered something from that. And thank you for hearing me out, because I needed to decompress and get my thoughts out. I cut my own hair today. Pretty happy about that too. Because I look good. I feel good. But yeah. I want people to get to that place. However we can make it happen, let's do it. Just gotta keep working, gotta keep grinding, gotta keep hustling. Keep building. But otherwise, I mean, take care. I'm gonna go back to work now. Just keep pushing. I'm grateful for everything, for you, and I hope you're grateful too. Thanks. I'll see you.